outside.
Yeah, I think everyone is definitely in that boat here as we have some of that cold weather on the way. So I know that, everyone's trying to get some of those things done. And I'm sure that, you know, there's definitely some things we need to be thinking about as we get into that cold weather in regards to our pets.
Yes. And, you know, this is really out of the ordinary for us. It's, you know, we can get cold, but then it warms up. But this is kind of an extended cold period that kind of makes you realize that you have to take some extra steps for those animals outside because they're not used to it. I will mention again that out the shelter, we still have one bale of straw available, as I was told this morning, to come out and use for your dogs, your cats. We also still have the dog houses. We've got three dog houses, two medium size and one small. And, you know, even the cats that are outside, if someone would want to get one of the houses and some straw for some of the feral cats that are running around, that, you know, that would help. Or if your cat's an outside cat, that might help your cat through this period of time. I was reading about frostbite, and we could have this happen to our animals in the next few days because it is going to be so extremely cold. And they said frostbite can hit animals just like us, of course, but it's like 20 degrees or below an extended period of time outside. So again, just try to have a place where they can stay dry. If we do get so many kind of snow coming down, rain, whatever, it was also suggested that you make sure that you get that snow and salt out, out from underneath their paws. Try to keep their paws as dry as you can. Of course, it'd be wonderful you can bring them in, but we know that's not always the case. Just make sure there's a place for them to be warm and dry. And remember water. Water is important. They get dehydrated, and that water is going to, gosh, I don't know how fast it's going to freeze, but it needs to be, you know, looked upon several times during the day to get them some fresh water and maybe give them a little extra food at this period, too. Just anything that you would want as a human being if you were outside, think about that in your pet's eyes, I guess.
Yeah, no, that is a great reminder, Becky. So, yeah, it's just something that, man, it's just, you know, even if you have animals, you know, you can bring inside. I know some of those fancier dog houses, you know, do have a heater. You know, we do, you know, probably not the best idea to just put some sort of space heater in there because that's just not a good idea with pets. You know, they could tip it over or something like that.
Sure.
You know, if you have something specifically designed to maybe be a heater, that might be okay. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, it's something we do. You know, we don't want to be starting fires and that sort of thing. That's the last thing we want to happen.
Not. You know, I saw one of the stores, and I didn't look at it that closely, but they had some heated water bowls. And I thought this morning, gosh, that probably be a wonderful thing to have on hand, you know, for someone that's got an animal outside. If you're working, how are you going to change that water out? But I don't know how well they work. Never had one, but they do make that type of thing. So anyway, everyone just needs to kind of be a little extra cautious with their children, with their pets, with themselves, you know,
yep.
And during this cold period.
Yep.
But
and Matt
anyway,
and I,
like I said, yeah. Shelter's got some things that we might be able to help you out with if you need it. And our hours are going to be different. I might as well mention that since we're talking about how things are going to be different here in the next few days. We've decided to go ahead. Saturday might be more of a normal day, but Danny suggested that you call or watch our Facebook before you come out to the shelter. And then from that point on, we are going to be closed. Now, that doesn't mean that we'll have our staff. Sure, our staff's going to be out there, but they're going to quickly be feeding and letting those dogs out and right back in. It's just not the time of in this kind of weather, it's just not good to even do a meet and greet. It's just, we're just trying to keep everybody safe. So hours for the shelter are going to be very limited or even closed to the public, probably through Tuesday. And I will... If we decide to be open on Tuesday, I can certainly call in and tell everyone. But watch Facebook, listen to the radio, and just be mindful that our hours are really going to be odd for the next few days till
okay.
This goes away.
Yeah. I'll go ahead and put that on the closing Sunday, Monday,
okay.
Maybe Tuesday. And then if something changes, you know, you can let us know. But I'll go ahead and put that on the closing.
Okay.
So. All right.
I appreciate
yeah,
that.
Good deal. Well, with all that stuff, and I know Matt and I, we took care of Bella yesterday. We got some straw and everything, so should be good, in good shape there. So, yep, just a good reminder to get all that going. So, anyway, how any adoptions to tell us about here this
well,
week?
Well, I do have some adoptions to talk about, and I kind of hit on it last week, but I wanted to continue the story this week. We have a volunteer out at the shelter. He came from Florida. He was very involved with the shelter there in Florida. And it was Leesburg, Florida, and the shelter is called Leesburg Humane Society. And he was, I guess, maybe even an employee. But he's come out, and he's become a very good volunteer for us. And he sponsored a few dogs. Well, this last weekend, we had a mama beagle that I spoke about. We called her Mama Bee for Beatrice. And she had a litter of puppies that they've all been adopted out. He just fell in love with this dog, and I guess in previous years he'd had a beagle, and she certainly reminded him of that beagle. He contacted the shelter there in Florida, Leesburg, Florida, and drove last weekend. I think he left on Saturday and drove straight through with Mama Beagle, and they went all the way to Florida. I guess she was a terrific traveler. He sent on Facebook, he would send postings of their trip and how well she traveled, and they even pulled over to a rest stop and took a nap. It was a great little story. But I think he needs recognition in the fact that he took this upon himself to make sure that this dog found a good home. With his connections, there was a home available for her. So she did have to go to the shelter first, but then she will be adopted out. But Will is just a wonderful guy, and it's just very, it just shows you how there are so many great people out in the world that will go beyond what the call of duty, I guess, to do something for animals. But because of this relationship, we now have a good relationship with this shelter, and we receive some donations from people involved. And we have also had people from our shelter send donations their way. So it's a cool story. He's a great guy. And the end of the story is Mama Beagle is very happy, and we're hoping, you know, this is the way shelters ought to work, is try to network with each other and do the best we can do for pets. So I just kind of wanted to give Will Aubrey a really loud shout out and a thank you. So there you have it.
Absolutely.
Go ahead.
Oh, go ahead. No, I was just saying, agreeing with you there.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's just wonderful to have people like that. But Mama Beagle is the adoption of the day to speak about. We did have a puppy that we thought was going to be adopted. Young lady came in, very excited about one of our two new little guys that have come in. But her landlord decided that if she was going to bring in a puppy, he was going to raise her rent. But now if she brings in a full-grown dog, he's not. So she's still looking. I think I'm almost sure we're going to get adoption out of this, but it will not be the puppy. I guess I can see this. Puppies could probably do more damage than a full-grown dog. But because of that, we do have two really, really cute puppies that came in last weekend. One is white with a little brown on his ears, and his litter mate is black. Yeah, black and tan, and it's a female. They're probably about 14, 15, 16 weeks old, just cute as a button. They're healthy. We've got them on Facebook. So after this cold snap, if someone's interested in starting off with a puppy, we've got two really cute little guys, girl and guy, that would make great pets. That's it for the puppies. For the cats, we have a black cat that we're calling Mama, and she's pure black, and she's beautiful. And then we have a black and white that they call a tuxedo kitten, and she's only about 17 weeks old. Two very, very pretty cats, but that's all we have right now. And we know that changes, but if you're looking for a little bit older kitten, they're not tiny, we've got two really nice cats. And the dogs, my list will be the same. We haven't had any movement on dogs. Of course, I don't think the weather helps us any, but just kind of remind people that we still have a chow, a really cute chow. She's probably about a year old, and I think she's just so playful, and she's just a medium-sized dog. Brownie, our special needs, is still out there, needs some special attention. And Grumbles is a cute little brown terrier, and he grumbles, but he's talking to you. But his name fits him perfectly. When you walk him on a leash, he just prances. He is a cute little guy. He really is. We have Tanya Tucker still available, and she could be our shelter dog Tucker's sister. She looks just like him, but she's not quite as hairy, but she's a very nice dog. Lisa is with us. Lisa's a little black lab mix. She's a very nice little dog. She's already fixed. She can go home the day that you select her. And Bluey. Bluey kind of reminds me of Lisa. He's a little bit longer with a short bob tail, kind of has maybe hair, a little bit longer hair. And I believe I'm going to take Bluey. The Coffeyville Public Library on once a month has a storytelling time with the children, and they've asked us to bring in a dog to go along, or a kitten to go along with it. So I think Bluey is going to get to take a trip to the public library here at the end of the month. We have a red heeler named Reba, if anyone's interested in a red heeler. Barney is with us. Snickers, good-looking dog. Had a young man come out last weekend. Snickers performed well. She acted like she really was excited to catch the ball and play fetch, and so maybe Snickers will be adopted here before too long. Bart, Curly, and Larry, they're still with us. So that's kind of a rundown. We've got the two Huskies. Not that this is the weather even for the Huskies to be outside, but we do have two beautiful Huskies. One is Singer, and the next one to him is Echo, because when Singer starts singing, Echo chimes in. It's very cute, and it's very pretty. I don't know if I'd want to hear it all day long, but that's the way they are because they're in the pen right now, and they're out moving around. They're not quite as vocal. So that's kind of who we have at the shelter. I know the big story of the day, of course, is weather and taking care of yourself and your pets. But when we have regular hours, we are there Monday through Friday from 1 to 3 in the afternoon. Saturday and Sunday, it's 1 to 4 in the afternoon. Watch us on Facebook, see what's going on. It's always changing. Donations were wonderful. If anyone wants to donate at this time, I would suggest taking blankets to the warming center. Right now, we are well stocked with blankets. We had a gentleman brought in a bunch last weekend, and we pulled out some of the larger comforters and took those over to the warming center because I think there is a need over there. Apparently, they need also some food and things like that. So maybe at this time, helping them out would be the best thing to do. All organizations should be helping each other is how I feel about it. So there we go. That's Facebook page, CFA. We're located across the street from the Water Waste Treatment Plant. Our telephone number is 620-252-6060.
Okay, well, some great reminders there. And yeah, appreciate you giving a shout out there to the Warming Center. Definitely, I know they're looking for some help, and you can still drop by those donations. I know while they are open here, the evenings is good from 6 until 9, so that's a good option for you. So, yep, we're all gearing up, so let's all stay in this together because we are.
That's right. That's exactly right. We are.
Yep. We have no other choice. All right. Well, Becky, stay warm. And I know you're a great resource. And again, we have that up, closing information up at kggfradio.com, and we can update that as that changes.
All right. Well, thank you so much. And everybody, be careful.
All right. Thank you so much. That is Becky Barnhart. And we'll talk again here next week, Becky.
You bet.
All right. You take care. All right. Becky Barnhart of Coffeyville Friends of Animals. And this report, a service of Magnolia Sense by Design.